Roughly 1 kilogram of cotton goes into every pair of jeans. From a cotton field in rural India to the trash can, a typical pair of blue jeans consumes 3,500 liters of water during its life cycle, Levi Strauss & Company says, or enough to fill about 15 spa-sized bathtubs. That includes the water that goes into irrigating the cotton crop, stitching the jeans together, and washing them many times at home. The company wants to reduce that number any way it can, and not just project environmental responsibility. It fears that water shortages caused by climate change may jeopardize the company's very existence in the coming decades by making cotton too expensive or scarce. So to protect its bottom line, Levi Strauss has helped champion a non-profit program that teaches farmers in India, Brazil, and Africa the latest irrigation and rainwater capture techniques. It is sewing tags into all of its jeans, urging customers to wash less and use only cold water. To consumers seeking further advice, Levi Strauss suggests washing jeans rarely, if at all, the theory being that putting them in the freezer will kill the germs that cause them to smell. Conservation worries are not limited to the clothing giants. Food and beverage, tobacco, and mining companies are all starting to think about their heavy dependence on water. PepsiCo, for example, has embraced a method of sanitizing plastic bottles with purified air instead of water at a plant in Georgia. For its Frito-Lay brands, it has identified drought-resistant potato strains that it provides to farmers along with a soil monitoring method so that crops are watered only when necessary. Climate change experts predict that in the future, wet regions will get wetter and dry regions will become even more arid.